Food insecure simply means that they lack consistent access to enough nutritious food for an active, healthy life. And as you can imagine, most of the children that are food insecure are from areas with high levels of poverty. And they're in food deserts, which is another term meaning there isn't fresh, healthy produce available within a certain radius. So it's something that's it's a huge issue, and we're trying to tackle that issue head on at the Kentucky Department of Agriculture.
You're asking Kentuckians to donate part of their state tax refund to the Farms to Food Banks Trust Fund. How will that help? How does it work?
Well, it's administered by the Department of Agriculture, and we provide grants to nonprofits for the distribution of Kentucky-grown surplus farm commodities to low-income individuals. One of the main nonprofits that we deal with is the Kentucky Association of Food Banks.
And January is being set aside as Farms to Food Banks Month in Kentucky. How are you going to raise awareness, and how does the food get from the farm to the food banks?
We're going to raise awareness on January 14th. We're having a rally for the Kentucky Association of Food Banks in the Capitol Rotunda. The public is invited. We'd love to have people there. And we have lots of programs in the department, Farm to School program, our Farm to Campus program. We work with nonprofits like the Kentucky Association of Food Banks to where we connect farmers with outlets that distribute the food. We have a food commodity distribution division in the Department of Agriculture, which is a spinoff from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, where we ship surplus commodities to low-income counties all across the state. And we have, of course, a big warehouse in the west end of Jefferson County as well. And we just simply have programs that the U.S. Department of Agriculture administers, and we pass through, we deliver the surplus to the counties, to the nonprofits that then distribute it to the low-income people around the state. It's a really good program, and we're trying to make people more aware of it.
This sounds like a win-win program. Less fortunate families gain access to healthy food, and it also generates economic growth for the Commonwealth's agriculture.
It does. It's a win-win. We have low-income people, especially children, that need healthy food. They don't have access to it. This program gets that food in front of them. We do it through the schools, through different nonprofits around the state. The nonprofits that we deal with are very transparent. So we have confidence when we award them with money. The money comes from a tax checkoff. That's what we're asking people to do. There's a place on your state income tax form where you can check off and donate a portion of your Kentucky state income tax back to these nonprofits. And whether you donate money from your tax refund or your, you know, a personal check, these nonprofits meet a need that the average Kentuckian isn't aware of, and that's the fact that there's so many people that are food insecure. They don't have access to healthy food. They can't afford healthy food. And the healthiest food in the United States is grown right here in Kentucky by farmers. We have some outstanding fruit and vegetable producers around the state, and it helps farmers by increasing their markets, and it helps people that really need access to healthy food get it. So it is a win-win situation.
You can find out how to get more information about the Farms to Food Banks Trust Fund on our website at WNKU.org under local news. Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner James Comer, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.